We were discussing the difference between Bekayach and Bepayel, how there are many aspects of our characteristics, our midas, which there might be a very strong Bekayach, we might want it, we might like it, we might be excited about it and desire it very much, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to do something about it, which is the Bepayel. Another example, take the mid of Gvura, of strength. Imagine someone who's furious at the lack of justice he witnesses in front of him. There's corruption, a lack of trustworthy judges, too little enforcement, and overall lawlessness, and he's all fired up and ready to take action. But there's nothing in his power to do. He has a tremendous feeling of Gvura, but no actual ability to make it into a reality. Now imagine these people who are overcome with kindness and strength become the king or governor of their area, and now they have access to as much funds as they need, and they have influence over the police force and the justice system, and they can actually make a difference. And they go and do exactly that. They dole out huge sums to help the needy in their community, and they crack down on crime. So would we say that they've just newly acquired the midah of chesed or gvura? Have they suddenly become kind or strong? No. They always possessed these midas, they just lacked the wherewithal to act upon them. So now, with the midah, which we would refer to as the midah of malchus, right? They've acquired royalty, which is ability to actualize their desires, so now they can. They can make those things a reality. And that's the midah of malchus. The midah of malchus means the ability to actualize all the other midas. Chazal in Megillah explained to us a very interesting conversation that took place between David HaMelech and Abigail. And the context was that Abigail was married to Nabal. And Nabal had just disrespected David to the point where it was considered a merit b'malchus, was rebelling against the throne. He had driven away David's messengers asking for help, although they had been kind to his servants, and he had humiliated them and David specifically. Now, the time period was that David had not yet ascended to the throne, although he had been anointed by Shmuel. So he was the king, but Shaul was still the acting king of Klal Yisrael. David was about to carry out a judgment against Nabal, and he was traveling to kill him. He was proceeding to kill him. And he was intercepted by Abigail, who told him he's making a mistake. Why? Why isn't he a merit b'malchus? Isn't he deserving of being killed? So Abigail replied, "Adayin lo yotza tivacha ba'olam. Your tivacha, which means your name, your reputation, your sovereignty, it hasn't yet spread throughout the land. Now, although you're potentially a king, you've been anointed, but you haven't actually begun ruling in a real sense. And being a king is only measured by the amount of actual reign, the bepoil, how it comes into fruition, and that is the midah of malchus. Potential power doesn't render a person royal." And therefore, she told him, you aren't entitled to consider him a rebel against the throne, and you don't have the jurisdiction to kill him. And David accepted her judgment. Not only did he accept her judgment, he thanked her for saving him from sinning, from what would potentially have been a ritzicha. So, when speaking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, this is a way of understanding what the concept of Malchus means. The midah of Malchus is essentially the point of the whole world, that Hashem's sovereignty be revealed. All of Hashem's midas represent a bekayach, a potential strength and a power to achieve, whether gvura, strength, gedula, greatness, kindness, mercy, judgment. The bekayach of Hashem is perfect, and Hashem's desire to bestow goodness upon us is without limit, without a shear. But in order for those resinus, those desires of Hashem to actualize, it requires the midah of malchus. Now, Hashem decreed that the midah of malchus be limited by our averis. Bnei chataenu, galina maratzenu. We lack the malchus of Hashem. And tomorrow we'll go on to explain how these two aspects are represented in what we refer to as Shechina Kedosha and Shechina Shechita Begalusa, and also what we say in Hashem, and when we say a yichud, we say Hashem yichud. We say kutsh brichu u'shchinte. Liachat shmo the kutsh brichu u'shchinte. We want to bring together kutsh brichu and shchinte. So we'll explain. It means again the connection between the midas of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and his malchus. We'll see that tomorrow.